Good evening, everybody. You're listening to the podcast, episode 405.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Started to the show was In Isolation with their brand new track Parlance. I don't actually believe it's a single they've released, but it is the opening track of their brand new debut album, A Certain Fractal Light, which we spoke about last week, but it's actually being released today. So go out and buy it. I did say last week that I was going to have a chat with Ryan from the band to see if he was okay with us playing the music on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just give me a second, I'm just going to go and find the exact email to read out what he said, because he actually contacted me before I had a chance to contact him. And he said, just heard your latest podcast, and I'm just confirming you're fine to play any of the tracks off the new album as many times as you want.
Yay!
What's that? You broke a fingernail. Oh, okay.
It's like two little walking sticks now.
Yes, indeed. Weird. Anyway, so yeah, so that was In Isolation. You can find out more about them at their website, inisolation.co.uk. And of course, from there, you can also go and buy their brand new album, A Certain Fractal Light. Go do it now. Welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 405. I nearly said 300. 405 from wherever and however you're listening. It's really good to have you along. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music. We have a couple of things to talk about. But other than that, it's pretty much going to be a fairly cracking music show, as every week.
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, apart from tired?
Tired.
I can tell that. Everybody else can tell that, too.
Sorry. It's not to do with nothing to do with the show. It is more the fact that we were up very late.
We were up very late working
last night.
Till
this early hours of this morning.
Indeed, yes. So the idea was we were going to work until about 10:30. At 10 past 12, I suddenly went, "You do realise it's Friday, don't you?" And she's like, Oh,
but we just do this bit. and just do this bit.
No, that started at 10:45. We'll just do one more bit. Just do another bit. Yes.
Stupid. It was geeking, that's fine.
It was geeking. So this is the danger of doing a hobby as a business. You kind of get engrossed and it kind of takes up time and then you realise you've actually got a day job to go to the following day, for which both of us nearly didn't wake up in time.
I woke up in time. Didn't get out of bed, but I woke up in time.
Anyway, that's just some more music. I'm annoyed because this is my band.
I think I played them first, you know.
I don't think you did.
I think I did. I'm going to check that.
You do that while it's playing.
This
and
is
I'll sulk.
Fooler with Echoes.
Into his face. Where are we?
I don't know, Lainey. Let's find out.
Look, what's that on the fireplace? There's a plaque of some sort.
What does it say?
I'm not sure. It's kind of erased. But I can see winner of the 2012 European Podcast Award in the UK Personality of the Year category.
Fantastic. Lainey, we're in the Podcast Towers.
You mean the place where Dave and Caroline used to stream their podcast every Friday at 9:30 PM UK time?
Yes, exactly. I wonder if the live chat room still exists at thebuckers.org/live.
But what happened to this place? Where is everyone?
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
You listen to podcast, you will be exterminated. Exterminated.
Run, Lainey, run!
Flash floods and forest fires, your eyes in the rearview mirror, raving on a lonely wire, your eyes. She slides side to side. She don't even know that she can fly. New in town without a friend. Starlight in your hair. Just around the river bend, starlight in your hair. No place I'd rather be, at the heart of these black hills, just you. Joy has now turned to fright, leave the light on for me. In my heart I know it's right, so leave the light on for me. True things never die. Flash floods and forest fires, your eyes in the rearview mirror, raving on a lonely. Rise in the rearview mirror. She slides side to side. She don't even know that she can fly. New in town without a friend. Starlight in your hair, just around the river bend, starlight in your hair. No place I'd rather be, at the heart of these black hills, just you. Joy has now turned to fright. Leave the light on for me. In my heart, I know it's right. leave the light on for me. True things never die, but fade as the years pass them by.
And that was Townhouse Woods with Deerfield Lake. Twice. I'll explain a bit more about that in a minute. We have played Townhouse Woods before a couple of times. This track was taken off... Oh, I didn't make a note of the album. That's bad of me. But here's from St. Paul in Minnesota, if you want to
would
find out more.
Would it be How to Fix Everything?
That was the badger. From the album How to Fix Everything, which was released in 2015. Songs inspired by travels and triumphs over relatively trivial troubles. Also, love and the lack thereof. If you want to find out more, you can visit their Bandcamp page at townhousewoods.bandcamp.com. The reason why I'm currently falling over everything is because the recording console just burped and the recording has now been split into two. I'm going to have to put the recording back together again. So you won't notice because I'll do a fairly bang-up editing job on it. But... it stopped and started again.
But when you said it did, maybe it's because you dropped a frozen drink onto your keyboard.
No,
repeated the song.
No, repeating the song was my fault. I had a no. It's squash. Gamer Chico 2 is just asking the chat room if I'm drinking this evening. I picked up the glass, I put it down again, and pressed enter on the keyboard, which started the track again. Because of the way the track worked, it actually sounded quite good. So you actually got a 4.5 minute track instead of a 2.5 minute track. But anyway, no one noticed. Just move on.
Right. And before that, it was Fula with Echoes from Prague in the Czech Republic. Flipping it. Fula is a quintet who have released two EPs to date, breaking away from their folk beginnings. And introducing their distinctive sound and influences, drawing against post-punk and alternative rock. Find out more by checking out foolthemusic.com. First played them on show 226, and it was my choice, so I found them first.
Whatevs.
Although they're so awesome, there's enough Fula to go around.
Yes.
Don't be a fool about Fula.
Don't be a fool about Fula. Gamer Chico 2 just said in the chat room, are we having a bad night? No, actually, this is quite fun. and the fact that I've got to do a little bit of sticky taping after the show to put everything back together again. Anyway, should we say hello to the people that are listening to us live in the chat room over at thebugcast.org/live?
Hi. Well, bonsoir to Alex UK, Bodie, CM Hobbs, Erkan Yilmaz, Gamer Chico 2, Gregorio SW, Ian2773, K5 Tux, Kevy, Laney, me, Shy Mega, the Bugcast DJ, the Love Bug, Feru, Finzi V, and Yannick. And yes, I said the ones that didn't need to be said because you were trying to put me off, so meh.
That's to make up for the first 71 episodes of the show's history.
You can't do what I did, though.
Oh, yes, I can.
You haven't got the right assets.
Anyway, moving swiftly onwards, I haven't got a clue how far through the show we are because everything got reset. Let's play some more music.
Right. Well, this is a welcome return to Roy Smiles, who was in my best of featured episode show.
A few weeks ago.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is a track called God Help the Down and Out.
God bless the humble, God bless the meek. God bless the silent who stumble to speak. God bless the children as they lay down to sleep. Why can't God help the down and out? God bless the soldier, God bless the war. God bless the judges, God bless the laws that keep the rich rich and the poor poor. Why can't God help the down and out? It's snowing in London on the saved and the damned. They're huddled in doorways from here to the Strand. It's snowing in London all over this land. Why can't Lord God lend a hand? God bless the landlord and all of his homes. God bless the banker and all that he owns. God bless the bigot who throws the first stone. Why can't God help the down and out? It's snowing in London on the saved and the damned. They're huddled in doorways from here to the Strand. It's snowing in London all over this land. Why can't Lord God lend a hand? God bless the city and all of its shares. God bless justice as it blindly stares. God bless the government that pretends that it cares. Why can't God help the down and out? God bless the sinner, God bless the saints. God bless the priest with no complaints. God bless the church that money taints. Why can't God help the down and out? Why can't God help the down and out? Why can't God help the down and out?
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I've just seen a whippet.
Yes, dear?
And a man with a flat cap.
Yes, dear?
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
We're in the north, aren't we?
Yes, dear.
Oh, God, that means that David and Caroline from the Bugcast are here as well, doesn't it?
Yes, dear.
The thing you know.
That somewhat epic but rather beautiful track was Water Pistol with Always and Never. They're from Amsterdam in the Netherlands. We have played them a number of times before. That was the title track of their latest EP, which was released in March of 2016. If you want to find out more about Water Pistol, their website is waterpistol.nl.
Yes, it is. And before that, it was... Me being slightly distracted, I know, but you know what I'm doing. It was Roy Smiles with God Help the Down and Out. Roy Smiles is a singer-songwriter from West London. He's now got 6 albums released. Drunks and Dreamers, Time's Moving On, Seize the Day, Autumn Song, Bremen and Rain. Oh, The Trains and the Rain. And they're all available on Bandcamp, YouTube, Grooveshark and
Grooveshark
iTunes.
Was shut down.
Ah, well, maybe it's slightly outdated then.
Just a tad.
And you can find out more by checking out roysmiles.bandcamp.com.
Awesome source.
Can I do my congratulations?
You can, yes, go for it.
Friends of ours. So, was she called Sparkly Megs?
Sparkly Meg, yes.
Sparkly Megs, yes. Irk.
Eh?
IRC.
Yes.
Not Irk as in the great
the
channel
Australian.
Irk, yes.
No.
A friend of ours... has had the arrival of their first child. So congratulations to Megan and Craig on the arrival of Cecilia.
Awesome.
Which I thought was a lovely name.
Lovely name.
It's one of those names where it's an old-fashioned name, but it has a modern feel to it.
Retro is the new now kind of
thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, take the word, but the name Betty... The name Betty is quite old-fashioned,
mm-hmm.
but I've seen a lot more people having Betsy as an alternative.
Okay.
And Cecilia, I think, is one of those names where it's just a lovely, it's a nice name. I like it.
Well, Betty is actually the shortened form of Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we had all this when we were choosing the name for Cara.
We weren't thinking of Betty as a name.
No, but we considered it for a very short period of time Clara, but we thought Clara sounded really old-fashioned, but we liked Cara.
Yes, and then Doctor Who came along and made the name Clara fashionable again.
Well, Yabu Sukkuf.
That kind of thing. Anyway, we do have one main announcement this week, which is that the People's Choice Podcast Awards for 2016 are now open. And we would like your support in nominating us for the award. Now, we have put full instructions on what to do over on our website at thebugcast.org/PCA. The rules for nomination are, I think they are actually the same as last year, where in the nomination stage... You go in and you nominate the podcast that you would like to feature in the award once. And you have until Saturday the 30th of April to do it. So, like I say, if you go over to thebugcast.org/PCA, I've put instructions on there on how to vote, how to formulate the URL and the name of the podcast. But also, if you will be so kind to also vote us for the People's Choice Award, as well as the music. That would be rather fantastic. While you're in there, you could also be voting for other podcasts as well. And we will be publishing a list over at thebugcast.org/PCA of podcasts that you could vote for in the other categories. But of course, we won't be posting any for the music category because you'll be voting for us, won't you? Yes.
Yes.
But I remind you, once you've submitted your nominations, that's it. You cannot submit any more. So make sure you fill out everything you want in one go. And then once that's all done, it'll go into review. They'll announce the finalist slate, and then it'll go into the voting stage. So hopefully we'll get to that stage. But for now, it's just the nominations. If you do that for us, it would be absolutely amazing. So thank you very much for your support.
Now, you joked to me earlier that I should nominate us as well, but does that not seem a bit narcissistic, nominating your own show?
Nope. It's a sign of how much you believe in yourself. Because if you decide to vote for other music shows, then you're actually negating our own ability to do so. It's like in the elections. If you go in, you have a vote. Vote for yourself. Don't vote for somebody else. Isn't it?
Amy likes your picture with your jubbly.
I beg your pardon? Context for our listeners, my darling. Apparently, maybe that should I have lovely jubblies.
Maybe that should be the show's artwork this week. You go.
Maybe that should be the show title.
Lovely jubbly.
Lovely jubbly. But that's not for us to decide. That's for our official show title. Show titler to decide.
Yes. Should we do some music?
Yes.
This is one that Dave was upset with me because he thought he'd chosen it.
I didn't want the track. I wanted the artist.
But I got that first.
I put it in the list first.
You didn't. You put it in the list after I'd already chosen it and just not filled in the blank.
Well,
thing.
Your loss. Should have been.
Eh?
Should have been your loss.
But it wasn't. It was your loss. So this is Nikki J. Crawford with Spread Your Wings.
outer Hebrides, that when I'm not out tending to my sheep, or out cutting the peats, I like to sit back with a cup of tea and listen to the Bugcast. Well, that's some good tune.
Port of Est with a Valentine in my headphones. They are from Portland in Maine, and it's often said that the greatest inspiration comes to you when you're not looking for it, almost meditative, in the space between this quiet subconscious and the creative ambition. It waits for us. Thoughts buried deep within come to the surface and enact their own scenes, giving shape to the untold story.
Oh, that's quite poetic.
Aye. Portland, Maine's Port of Est is a soundtrack and score born out of this place. The experimental electronic pop duo is ideal for channeling your next scene and a worthy accomplice as you trek through the depths of your own subconscious. And I picked up a sweet play from their styling, for almost trip-hoppy. If you'd like to find out more, their official website is at portofestofficial.com, and that's Est, E-S-T, Port of Est.
Very unusual name.
Yeah. Obviously, it means something.
Ah.
But, yeah, weird. That's probably going to go on my shortlist for the end of the year.
And before that, it was Nikki J. Crawford.
I'll correct that typo, shall I?
Thank you. Spread your wings. From Los Angeles in California, we have played her before. She said that her goal is to make feel-good music and great films with an energy that inspires and alleviates negativity.
Mm.
That was a really funky song.
It was. Got me right from the get-go.
I know. I knew you'd like it.
Mm.
That's why I nicked it. You can find out more by checking out nikkijcrawford.com.
Excellent. Right.
Dun, dun,
fair,
dun.
Fair warning time. In 2 weeks, we will be making two announcements. The first one is a brand new project of which we are a part.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is a brand new podcast from somebody you may know.
Ah, yes.
We'll give more information about that in the next week or so. However, next week, we aren't doing a show. Okay.
Because Dave's being a dirty stop out.
I'm being a dirty stop out. Going to an award ceremony for a part of the business I'm no longer part of.
But it's nice for you to still be
It was
included.
Really nice of them to invite me, I have to admit. I did chair the scheme that the award ceremony is for the majority of the last year. So it was nice of them to include me. So I'm going to go out and enjoy myself there. But Caroline and I had a chat about it. And we kind of figure with everything else we've got on in the next week or so, we're just not going to have the time to fit in a show outside of the normal Friday night slot. So the next show will be episode 406 of the Bugcast, which will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 29th of April. At 9:30 p.m. UK time.
Yes.
Of course, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so in a number of ways. You can drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. I've just seen the reaction in the chat room. And you can also contact us via our website and also on the social networks. Full details of that over at thebugcast.org/contact. Apparently, people aren't very happy that we're not doing a show next week. But it does mean that the show on the 29th is going to be even better.
Yes.
I think we are going... I'm going to put together a video to help people along the awards nomination process. A little screenshotty of things, which buttons to press and stuff. Other podcasts do it, and it looks really good. Okay. I thought I'd have a go as well.
After we've done our client sites and all the
Yes,
bits
obviously.
Of
the... Yes. Cool. So...
It is.
With that in mind, it is last track time. This is going to be quite a short show.
Yes.
This recording segment's only 33 minutes long, plus whatever it was we had before everything went bang.
Just don't lose anything.
I hope this is recorded.
Better be. Anyway, the intro to the next track will be nice and short and sweet. This band or person doesn't have a website.
It is a person. I know that much.
Well, I know that because of the link. So it is Sensitive Clumsy Astronaut by Flat People from Dallas in Texas. Flat People's links to Facebook is Bob Guitard, but it's actually his profile.
Mm.
So without...
He has a Twitter as well, which is a bit more accessible.
Yeah. So, but looking at his photos, because he's quite public on his Facebook, he's very much a singer. He's got live gigs and stuff. So, but I thought it was quite interesting.
He does actually have a music profile, but it's on that place we don't link profiles to.
Oh.
I suppose. Well, the trouble with MySpace is that if you've got a MySpace profile, you may as well not have.
Do you know we've played Flat People before, though?
I thought I recognised it, but when did we play them last?
It was quite some time ago. 265 is ringing a bell, but I will double check that.
It was 263. Oh.
I think we played them twice.
And 249.
Yeah, so quite a while ago.
No, it wasn't 249.
It was. There was two times we played them.
No. It's come up with 249, but the Flat People don't appear to actually be in it.
Hold on.
249 was the one we were talking about. Coffee that comes out of elephant's poo. Elephant's poo.
It is just... It's not elephant's poo, it's a civet.
No, elephant poo. You told us about it.
Caca, what's it called?
Elephant poop coffee.
It's not elephant poop coffee.
Copy luwak. No.
Copy luwak?
Black ivory.
Or black ivory.
Copy luwak is the civet.
Yeah.
Black ivory is the elephant one, which is more expensive than the civet cack one.
Civet cack.
Civet cack.
That's quite funny. Right, we're digressing and we're being quite silly. So, this is Flat People with Sensitive Clumsy Astronaut, and we'll catch you next week.
No, we won't.
No, we'll catch you in a week after next. Bye!
See ya.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Oh,